8:39. Let's stay with sport. And as Pádraig was telling us, the latest goings on at Manchester United, one of the biggest clubs in football, one of the biggest sports companies, hugely supported here, without much success in recent years. Michael Carrick is the latest man to be given the job of trying to turn the team around, at least until the end of the season. Andy Mitten is with us. He's a football journalist and founder of the United We Stand fanzine and podcast. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
So Michael's son is playing at one of the junior teams at United. He's involved in the club foundation. He's around the club plenty and he's a former player. As he and his bosses say, he knows the United way. What is that?
Well, he's been a successful Manchester United player and the United way should be winning football matches, playing attractive football. Unfortunately, that has not been the way. In the last 10, 12 years, Manchester United has been a real roller coaster. They've slipped from being the preeminent English team to also rans, and it's been a very turbulent time. The previous coach was sacked last week. He put himself in a position where he wanted to be sacked, and Manchester United have brought in Michael Carrick, hugely respected figure by the players, by the fans. He's got a very difficult job. He's got two extremely tough first games against Manchester City and Arsenal, but the news was still welcomed by fans and people were wishing well. And there's also a feeling of Groundhog Day that we've been here before.
Yes.
We brought back former players. It's difficult. I can't pretend otherwise.
Yeah, lots of interim managers over recent years. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, though that turned out to be longer term, Ralph Rangnick, and now Michael Carrick. Will new players be brought in this month, Andy? And who will make those decisions?
It's unlikely. New players who United have targeted, if they can get them this month, they will do. The problem is it gets towards the end of the January transfer window. And I've spoke to all the decision makers here. Clubs don't want to sell the best players and then they put the price up. So it doesn't make financial sense. And Manchester United have got financial restrictions as well because it's been a loss-making club that has spent too much. So it is unlikely. There's a lot of good players there. There's good players who have come back from the Africa Cup of Nations. I've been in Morocco myself for that, and they've been really missed. There's been injuries as well. So Michael should benefit from players coming back. United wanted Antoine Semenyo from Bournemouth. They made a good offer for him, but he chose to go to Manchester City. In his mind, he felt there was a more realistic chance of winning trophies. He was very well remunerated and you can't blame him for doing that from one perspective. So United know who they want in the summer. They know the positions that they want, but they've got to move players on as well. It's not as easy as just going out and opening the checkbook and bringing loads of new players in. It's pretty complicated.
It's a huge company with relatively new ownership. What's the plan at United now, Andy?
To continue smarter recruitment and to be fair to this new ownership, while mistakes have been made, I think the recruitment last summer was good. I'm not saying great because United have gone out of both cup competitions. Two cup games this season, 22 last year. That's a disgrace. Didn't qualify for Europe last season after finishing 15th last season. But there are good players there. United will bring in a midfielder or two. They want a leader in central defence. Their players on huge wages will be allowed to leave, so that should free up some money. People like Casemiro, the Brazilian, who's one of the best paid footballers in the world. And United will hope to continue to be smarter in their recruitment. And I think fans would absolutely wish them well. But we're speaking at a time where the mood is very low among fans after going out the FA Cup at the weekend. There's a lot of frustration about, and that is understandable. United fans invested into this idea of Ruben Amorim as a coach, and it just didn't work out. And there's tangible frustration, but the mood can also shift pretty quickly.
Let's see. 20 titles, but only won by three managers. Let's see how Michael Carrick gets on. Andy Mitten, thank you very much for speaking to us. Andy is football journalist and founder of the United We Stand fanzine and podcast. It's 8:43.